This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Have you ever experienced intimacy without somebody touching you? Breathing life into your soul, you can feel that aura surrounding you. I've never been high like this. I'm convinced, you know, things like this gotta be heaven sent. Was it you, God? I wonder. He remembers I like picnics and the summer my favorite color. He listens. I was complete before I got here. He brung me pieces I didn't know was missing. I have always been this healer, loving on broken men, thinking I'll fix it. What a difference. For you to be in the presence of a grown-ass man who doesn't let you lift a finger, only says, "Nah, babe, I get it." It makes me want to let you in it. Turn my body into your wonderland, keep going even after you finish. It makes me want to listen. All without force. I tell you, I appreciate you, and you so calm as if the pleasure was yours. You didn't even have to touch me. But at any time that you do, plant your seeds inside of me as if you want them to bloom. I want to grow gardens with you. And the experience is so much better because of how I feel about you. Welcome back to another episode of Self Care and Chill with Maui, everybody's favorite relationship podcast, okay? I don't even want to toot my own horn, so I'm not going to. But I don't even want y'all to start y'all crap on Maui. Where the freak you been at? You said we was going to get more episodes. I know what I said. So let me take that back, okay? Maybe two episodes a month, every other week. I'm going to just do my best, but your girl is over here pregnant. I'm doing February and I'll be out of breath, okay? When I get to the top of the steps, wow, it's really like I ran 3 miles. It's really getting real, okay? The pressure, anybody who has had a baby, you know how much pressure you feel in your pelvis. I'm just thanking God that like I'm not swollen, like my face not swollen, my ankles aren't swollen, my hands aren't swollen. I'm all belly. But it's just like the belly is bellying and the belly is heavy, okay? So bear with me with just trying to show up for myself, these kids, this man. I'm not going to talk about the dog because, you know, the dog kind of get on my nerves. But, and trying to show up for y'all. Today's, let me get y'all a recap before, give y'all a recap of what's been going on in my life before I even tell y'all what we're talking about today based off of the poem I did. I don't know if I told you guys, but I did have the last show of the year. It was in New York at the Apollo with Poetry Me Please. Over 1,500 people came. It was such a great experience. It was amazing to me how many people was at the Apollo that night who lived in New York and they'd never been to the Apollo. Because there's so many things in Philly, I guess, too, like the Rocky Steps that we have. And then, like, when you're from Philly, like, you don't necessarily go. So let me know on the podcast page if there's like historical landmarks or things, tourist attractions in your city that people love to go to and you ain't never even been here. So I was definitely surprised to say like, damn, like y'all never freaking been to the Apollo because they still have like amateur nights and stuff there. But that was a dope experience for me. I was really happy. My man got to come with me to that show because he's been working a lot and he has not been able to be at a lot of my shows. Anything else been happening in my life? My son been playing basketball. My man been working. My daughter, oh my gosh. She just talks so good now. Like this morning, my fiance asked her what did she want to eat. She like, pizza, pizza. Girl, it's 8 o'clock in the morning. You talking about pizza. Now that she's requesting, she's pointing to stuff in the refrigerator. She knows exactly what she wants. And I'm not even mad at that. We love a woman who knows exactly what she want to eat and what she want. But not you being picky at 8 o'clock in the morning when you don't woke everybody up else up in this house. Anything else be going on? Yeah, I don't think I really got anything going on besides me just trying to catch my breath and counting down until this damn baby get here. I'm excited. I'm nervous. What am I going to do with 2 kids under 2? I don't know. I'm not sure, but we're going to find out. Too late for me to be scared now. We here. We almost at the finish line. anything that I'm afraid of don't even matter now. We done got this far. So today's episode, I wrote this in my notes and it said, I was just having a conversation about this, but self-sufficient women enjoy being helped too. And the conversation really went as far as sometimes it seems like men are always on social media talking about how women are just so independent now, don't need a man, don't need this. These high value men or these great wonderful men, why do y'all always end up in relationships with women who are jobless or something like that? And y'all get on the internet talking about how women are always begging or women are always needy or they need their bills paid within 2 days of you knowing them. Or why they always asking for this or that? Then y'all go try to court a woman who is doing things for herself, or she's successful, or she's not dependent on a man. You don't even think for a second to let me offer to take a load off her. You just was taking the load off the girl who ain't have no load because she ain't even have a job. Getting her nails done, getting her toes done, flying her out, doing all these things for her because you felt like she couldn't do it for herself. But the moment that you get into a relationship or you start dating somebody who's independent, who doesn't necessarily need you, but she's not walking around expressing it every 5 minutes, because let's be real, it's a lot of men who make it seem like women who are successful, independent, are always rubbing it in a man's face. Oh, I don't need you. I can do everything on my own. It's a lot of women who have never said that. It is a lot of women who are not emasculating you. It's a lot of women who are not making you feel like you're replaceable. It's a lot of women who value you and they're not receiving the same consideration or feeling back. Like, let's really keep it real. Because my thing is, men, let me tell you something. I said this before. It's more likely for women to run into a bad guy than it is for them to run into a bad woman. They may run into women that they are not compatible with. They may run into women who are not necessarily their cup of tea or their speed. But to run into a woman that's just flat out mean to them, rude, disrespectful. When you gonna let me come over? Why I ain't in the shower with you? Why I ain't sleeping next to you tonight? When you gonna cook me dinner? No, you ain't running into women that treat you the way y'all be treating us. So let's be realistic here. Y'all, and the problem with today's society is it's so many podcasts that men have now that no matter what kind of awful man you are or what kind of good man you are, it is a group of men on the internet somewhere with a podcast. So everybody feels like they have community, even when they wrong, even when what they talking about don't make no sense, even when freaking they ain't never had a woman in their life. Okay. Can't keep a relationship. Got 8 baby moms. Ain't nothing ever prosper in their life. They can find a community of other men who still will consider themselves high value. And I'm not settling for nothing. I'm not dating a woman with no kid. I ain't dating a woman that freaking got a baby daddy that's over 30. Oh my gosh, be quiet. Y'all, there are men who are intimidated by women who are successful. And then there are other men who are secure with the light that they bring to the world, and they thrive and they love seeing a woman shine. It brings him pleasure. It makes him feel good. It makes him feel proud of the woman that he's in a relationship with. There are men who freaking prefer to date lower because it makes him feel like he's more needed. It makes him feel like, you know what, somebody depends on me and relies on me, and this boosts my ego. But I want to know if there's anybody listening or has had the same experience. Why the hell do men go out their way to try to impress and please the women who really, really need help financially? Then come on the internet and call women broke. But date a woman who does not need his help at all. And you would never, never ask her, can I buy you some groceries? Can I take you out to lunch this week? Lunch on me this week. Let me send you some money for coffee this week. You will never, 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 never do that. But here you go trying to be kept to save a hoe. And let's take it a little step further too, because I was talking about this because in the beginning of my relationship, this is something I had to go through. I don't really necessarily go through now because I'm an authorized user on my man's credit card. So I spend his money when I feel like it. But In the beginning, I'm a girl who loves to go to Marshall's and Ross. Those are my spots. My man would never say, like, and with this being like a reoccurring thing, I don't feel like he ever would be like, oh, you going to Ross today? Like, here's a couple dollars for you to get stuff for the house. Like, here's some money for like your candles that you like to get. I feel like he was just so accustomed to, I just leave out the house and go to Ross and Marshall's and don't say nothing, or I'm always spending my own money where I got it. He would never say like, oh, you about to go to Ross? Here's $50. Oh, go enjoy yourself. Go get you something a little extra. Go get you some nail polish or something while you're in here. Go get you another mug. How many of us are in relationships, and not to say that these people are like stingy or anything, just really mind, like just really just being mindless and like just not even, I don't even think that they are thinking it deep into it like how we do. How many times has your partner offered to pay for your hair or your nails that you are doing frequently? Or if it's anything that you like to do that you're doing every week, whether it's hair, whether it's nails, whether it's Ross, whether it's Marshall's, whether it's brunch with your girlfriends on Sunday, anything that you feel like is a cycle because I do this often. How many times are they offering? Is anybody offering? Self-sufficient women enjoy being helped too. God damn. We enjoy people taking a load off our goddamn shoulders. Just because I carry it well don't mean I feel like carrying the shit. Just because I'm not complaining don't mean I'm not screaming internally. Just because I'm getting up and doing it don't mean I feel like doing it. It's because ain't nobody else gonna fucking do it. And that's what more people need to realize. Self-sufficient women who are doing a lot of things for themselves, by themselves, is because ain't nobody fucking else doing it. Ain't nobody else offering to do it. I literally have no goddamn choice. Also, if you feel like, you know what, I am tired of this shit and I don't feel like this shit, make some space to communicate that so people could. People don't, like my therapist said, people don't read your mind, Amira. And that is, unfortunately, that is true. And I will curse you out if you're not a mind reader. But make space for you to vocalize exactly what you are needing and how you are needing people to show up for you. So after I vocalized it and I expressed it and then you ain't show up for me in that way, I can say, well, I told you exactly what I needed. I told you what I needed help with. It wasn't like you didn't know. I would prefer to be offered. So what made me choose that poem that I did in the beginning was, what a blessing to be in the presence of a grown-ass man who doesn't let you lift a finger. He only says, no, babe, I get it. And that's what I say when I'm talking about being in a relationship or being in partnership with a man's man. Like somebody is just like a man's man. Like, no, like I don't even want my lady to carry no groceries. I don't want my woman opening the door for herself. Like I want to rub her feet and hear about her day. I want to rub her back. I want to cater to my woman in any way possible so that she's never sitting there daydreaming or pondering what another man could do for her, because it would be no other man to do anything for her, because I do everything for my woman. My woman is lacking in no department. My woman, listen, every way that I pour into my woman is freaking in abundance. I leave no space for her to think about what her life would be like without me. I handle everything. Why would you even be comfortable knowing that majority of the list of the things that your woman handles is being handled by herself? What does she need you for? Why are you here, Tyrone? What kind of value do you bring to my life? And this is no shade to people, partners and stuff like that, but you know how sometimes when I talk, y'all take it and y'all go look at y'all partner that y'all laying next to and be like, well, Maui said that. What you even here for? Don't go starting with that person. Because if you love them, you could just start communicating it a little better. Can't just come out of nowhere with some shit that you've never brought up before.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
And then now you deciding that, look, I need you to start giving me money from Ross and Marshall's. No, it would just be nice. I would like it. And be realistic. If you know that you got a partner that's financially struggling or he doesn't have it like that to just be giving you money for these things, don't be catching an attitude with somebody when you know they freaking ain't got it to give to you anyway. Don't be going in the house, start unnecessary conversations and arguments, asking somebody to give you something that you know they ain't got any goddamn way. Oh, he never offers to fly me out. He never offers to buy me dinner. That man is living paycheck to paycheck. Okay, that's why y'all eat at home all the time. And you know this. So let's not even do that with him. Let's not even make him feel bad for not even being able to provide. You've already decided that this is a relationship that you're comfortable being in. You're okay with the fact that he can't provide on that level. Don't go making that man feel bad for no reason. He's sitting on the couch watching TV and minding his business. Let's continue to have a good day. He was not bothering nobody before you listened to this podcast. All I'm saying is self-sufficient women, we would like to be helped. We would like to be catered to. We would like to be considered. We would like to be thought of. And we would not like to not have to consistently do shit on our own. We would like to be in the presence of people who do not just assume that we are okay with doing what the hell we doing just because we do it all the time. That's it. That's all I'm saying. I'm not arguing with nobody. Why is it men, y'all get in a relationship with these type of women? Damn, my woman do so much on her own. How can I lighten her load? And it don't even gotta be financially. Like, how can I, she always vacuuming. God damn, sit down. I'm gonna start vacuuming. This girl vacuums so goddamn much. I'm vacuuming for now on. She do the dishes as soon as she get home from work every damn day. I'm going to start doing the dishes so when she come in the house, she could just lay down and watch her shows. How can I be of service to her? Because we are watching people get serviced who we feel like are bringing less to the table than us. I know your ex. I know she wasn't bringing shit to the table besides vagina. I know what you did for her. Why did you freaking... come here and think that you could give less. And be honest with yourself. Why did you freaking let somebody come to freak and start giving less? We got to know our expectations to stand on. We got to know what we are requiring. Because sometimes I be forgetting too, though. Just when you are, when you just already in the habit and routine of just always showing up for yourself, sometimes it's easy for you to forget that you're trying to live in a softer era. I'm trying to be a little softer. I'm trying to be in my season of receiving and being taken care of. Sometimes when you have always been the one that takes care of everyone else, it's easy for you to get that you're trying to rest in a new role, in a new place in your life. It's okay. We'll get used to it. But like I said, these men, because I'm really tired of the men with the, there's so many microphones on the internet. I think we need to take microphones away from some of the men. It's so many men that I see that are always talking about women, they're begging, they don't have this, they don't have that. Just a long list of all the things that women don't got. And I really can't stand the fact that society has pinned so many men against women to the point where they're never talking about how we can pour more into our women. They're never talking about how we can bring back more Black families. They're never talking about anything that I feel like is of value or substance. It's only a few good like men where I feel like they give those type of that type of advice and they're normally married. The single men, take the microphones away from them, okay? Take them away because I don't know what the hell they were talking about. I caught myself going back and forth with somebody and there was a podcast page one day in the comments. I said, why am I even conversing with this person? Like, we don't even think the same. And I just, all the men was attacking me in the comments. I just let it go. I said, we're not even vibrating at the same frequency. Why do I even comment on this? I don't got no business in this comments anyway. More of the story is make sure that you are at a place where you are open and receptive to being able to receive the help and the softness that you deserve. Also, if this is something that you desire and if you feel like it will make your days and your life a little bit easier, being considered, being thought of, express that. And whatever that may look like for you. For me, definitely in the beginning of our relationship, it would have made me more happy. Of like saying, oh, where are you about to go? Here's $20. Or at least if you see I'm going to Ross and Marshall's and you about to be in a house by yourself for hours, at least can I come back to a clean home? To know that I'm coming back and the house is exactly how I left it. It wasn't shit in your home that you thought that you can do. And you're not doing it for me. You're doing it for yourself because you live here also. It ain't nothing in your house that a person can help you with. They live there too. And if you live in that house and you be getting tired of seeing dishes, or you be getting tired of seeing crumbs on the floor, that's why you vacuuming, or you tired of the counter looking sticky and you wiping it off, other people in that damn house need to be getting tired of seeing it too. Why am I the only person with eyes that's tired of looking at this? And ain't nobody else trying to freaking clean up. Everything does not have to freaking, you do not have to always spend money to be of service. You don't always have to spend money to let a person know, I see you, I value you, and I want to contribute, and I want to take off any type. I want to be the reason why I have lightened the load in your life. I want to be the reason why the loads in your life are a little bit lighter. I want to be the reason in your life that you carry less. The reason why you are carrying less in your life. Damn, the pregnancy brain. God damn, did I just say that backwards? You know what I was trying to say. Damn. I felt like I was saying a tongue twister trying to get that one out. But I know everybody ain't financially stable to be just giving a woman money for the little goofy stuff we like to do. Because sometimes I'm just laying in here on Amazon ordering stuff that I don't even need. I know everybody's not financially stable enough to do that. I know. Let's be realistic here. But I could think about I could think of 101 other things that's going on in the goddamn house right now that you're living in that he could help with, or she could help with, or I don't know what y'all in a relationship with. I don't know who. I could think of 101 other things that would make your day if you came home and it was done. The laundry. The kitchen, the refrigerator being cleaned out before you order groceries, food shop, kitchen being cleaned, dishes being done, floor vacuumed, table wiped off, living room straightened out, bathroom clean, floor mopped. There's so many little things. I could keep going. Fold some clothes. Do you want me to keep going? You mean to tell me you couldn't think of no way in my day-to-day life? You couldn't think of not one thing in my day-to-day life that you could contribute that would make my day a little bit easier. Get the hell out. Pack your goddamn bags. Make me sick. Can't ask nobody for shit. And let me tell you another thing before I go. Don't you let nobody manipulate you into half-ass doing something and you feel like, you know what? I'm going to just do it myself. You done ask somebody to do something for you, mop the floor, and they wet and the floor all fucking soaking wet. You to ask him to do the laundry, the damn clothes soak, he ain't even put the damn washing machine on rinse, and you just say, oh, I'll just do it myself. No, I'm going to show you the correct way to do it because I'm not doing it. People love to do some shit half-ass or not the right way so that you can say, I'll just do it myself, and that you never ask them again. Oh, hell no. Class is in session. You're about to learn how to wash some clothes today. You're about to learn how to mop this floor right now. People love to half-ass, don't do the job right. So that you can say, just give it to me. I'll do it. No, I'm not doing nothing. I ain't doing shit. I've been doing stuff my whole goddamn life, and I'm retiring. I am in my season of I'm a damsel in distress, and I need me some help. Okay? And rest easy knowing that you can relax and kick your feet up, and the job will get done. And the job just going to have to get done. Listen, I made some turkey wings last week. I left them dishes right in that goddamn sink. I'm not making no turkey wings for you. That's your favorite thing that I make. You want me to make the turkey wings and wash the dishes? Hell to the no. Somebody gonna wash them, but it ain't fucking gonna be me. I don't care if them dishes gonna be soaking for 5 days. I will not go in that kitchen. I will not look at it. Hell no. No, 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 no. You'll get the hint. Because I'm gonna be like, them dishes still in the sink soaking? I'm not washing them. And I'm also not cooking. I don't know what you want to eat because I could eat me a bowl of cereal. I tell y'all that all the time. I will eat me some Raisin Bran, and it will not bother me. I will eat some cereal for dinner and be perfectly fine. This baby in my stomach loves cereal. I will leave them dishes soaking all week, and I will eat me some cereal before I wash them again and cook another meal for somebody not to wash the dishes. No. Absolutely. Well, what your son going to eat? A macaroni and cheese cup. I'll Uber eat him some Chipotle. He will eat a quesadilla. I will microwave him something. The dishes will still be soaking. Communicate your needs and your expectations. I'm tired of these men running around talking about women don't do this, that, and the third. Oh, yes, they do. The women that y'all choose to invest in, the women that y'all choose to see value in, are women that don't bring any value into y'all life. That's not our problem. And no shade to the women that that feel like I'm not doing no extra for no man. Because I don't blame you. It's a lot of women who are in relationships and they do so much goddamn service. Maybe you are living a better life than them by being single and not bringing nothing to the table. Do I feel like you a bad person? Hell no. Shit. Hell to the no. If you ain't doing nothing but being a woman and being and resting in your femininity and you don't bring nothing to the table but your personality. Nope. You don't go to work. All you do is go to the gym, vlog, drink lattes, and get your nails done. Seems like a happy life to me. It's a lot of women that's working 9 to 5, coming home, washing up, cooking dinner, cleaning up after somebody that don't appreciate them, value them, and all these different things. And then there's some women that's working 9 to 5 and they come home to a good man. Moral of the story is do what works for you and do what makes you happy, but make sure you are freaking communicating exactly what makes you happy and knowing what will make you happy or make you feel fulfilled or considered. Self-sufficient women deserve to be helped. And if there's anybody in a relationship right now, yeah, you might need to play this episode for your man. Maybe he don't get the picture. Maybe the vision ain't clear for him. Maybe this is going to help him see what the hell is going on. Maybe this going to help him see why you slamming cabinets and stumping your feet and you don't got that time and you ain't got time for shit because you irritated. I'm overwhelmed. I'm freaking tired and I'm overwhelmed. And there's a million things on my to-do list mentally that I got to constantly do every day. And the only thing that's on your goddamn mind is what time the game come on. So yes, I'm a little snappy. I got an attitude. I'm not an angry woman. I'm an overwhelmed and overstimulated woman that would like some fucking quiet time or at least a few hours of the day to my goddamn self that doesn't revolve around doing some shit for some other people. I would like to just do some shit for me, be myself, and just chill. Watch my shows. Watch a little Potomac. Watch a little Married to Medicine. Damn. Nonetheless, I hope everybody enjoys their day. And it ain't self-care Sunday. It's self-care whatever day you're listening to this. And I know you're going to be happy when it's pop up on your phone. Like, oh, Maui dropped the episode. That made my day. Yeah, girl. I'm still working on my new book, too. I know I said it was going to drop Black Friday. I lied. Thought it was going to be done, but it's not. Nonetheless. And if you want to see me on live, y'all, I'll be on TikTok now. I've been on TikTok live and stuff like that. Because I ain't been live on Instagram as much as I used to. But I love y'all. And I hope you have a good day. And you don't let anybody fuck your day up. And if anybody is strong or they independent and they just used to doing everything by their goddamn self, I hope today's episode made you feel like, you know what? Today is the day that I'm letting people know that they got me fucked up. Did I have to curse? No, probably not. But I did. Today is the day I'm going to let people know who they fucking with. And they fucking with the wrong one. Because this girl right here ain't doing shit today. And who gonna do something if you don't? They gonna either have to figure it out on their own or the shit ain't gonna get done. Either way, you ain't doing it. As long as you feed your kids. That's the most important part. Make sure you feed them kids, though. Enjoy y'all day. And I'll talk to y'all next time on Self-Care and Chill with Maui.